Hello, it's me. I'm here alone today because Kevin's not here and I miss him so much. Welcome to Live, Laugh, Fuck. It's your host, Shayna. Kevin's not here, but we're going to call him and put him into this podcast. Hopefully this works. I haven't done this before, but I think it's going to work. It's kind of weird here, you know, like talking to myself pretty much. But you know what? I actually talk to myself all the fucking time. And you should too, because it helps a lot. But yeah, anyways, Kevin is dealing with some, family stuff right now. So we're going to call him in and catch up. So give me like an uno momento. I hope this works. Oh, it's working.
Hello.
Why'd you say hello like that? Well, hello?
Who is it? Sorry, I don't answer spam callers. So.
Shut up. I did not call from a spam call. Fucking bitch.
What's up, bitch?
I miss you. Can you come home?
I know. I don't miss you that much. I'm just kidding. I miss
Shut
you so
up.
Much.
You do miss me, don't you? Do
I do? What's up?
Nothing. We're here, and I think we're recording. I think everything's good. Yeah, it's all good. We're in the red right now. You know, it says recording. So yeah, we're live, and yeah, I just figured we're gonna catch up, and you know, like talk about hello.
Hello, I'm here. I just didn't want to interrupt you.
It's so funny because I can't see your face, so I don't know if I'm gonna cut you off or not. Right?
This is a good like testing opportunity.
It is, right? Anyways, yeah. So let's just catch up. Let us know. You know, like I mean, Kevin's away right now. I already said that. You know, Kevin's dealing with some family stuff right now. So we know you're away, and you'll be back next week. So yeah, how's your time away been?
My time away has been. It's been good. Like, I guess like, I'll just say it. One of my like close family members passed away, so that's why I'm here out in Calgary. And yeah, it's always tough dealing with like a passing for sure, and someone that's like really close to you, and especially when you're close to the kids and stuff like that. But
yeah.
There's been so many like weird blessings in a way too. Like, you know, our family's so big, and like I haven't seen so many people. Been so many years too that has like lived in Australia and like in the States and stuff. So even during these difficult times to like bring family together, and like that's been like the beautiful part. It's like reconnecting with people that I haven't seen in years. But yeah, I think I think we're all grieving like the best we can. But yeah, I'm just vibing. I'm having a chicken burger right now.
What are you having?
I said I'm vibing with my chicken burger right now.
I'm so hungry. I can't wait to eat too. Fuck. Love that for you.
Yeah. What's new with you, bro?
Nothing. Just been here. You know, me and Kevin actually have been holding each other accountable, like making sure we both go to the gym every day, regardless, you know, whatever the situation is, shut the fuck up and get your ass in the gym, do your thing. So yeah, I've been just going hard and, going every morning, and usually I'm not like that consistent. Like I'll go like take a day off, couple days off, 3 days off. Something always fucking comes up, and I'm just using excuses, obviously, right? But yeah, no, I've been consistent with that, and then I've been trying to get in at least 10,000 steps a day. So it's been amazing. I know that exercise is what fuels me and makes me feel good, so it's been good doing that. And then yeah, just been fucking trying to get my new business launched and staying busy, spending time with family. Football's back today. Oh my god, so fucking hyped. So I'm gonna go watch
the
sports. I'm gonna go watch the game tonight with my dad at a bar, have some non-alcoholic beers and some water. So yeah, I'm excited.
I love that for you.
I know, me
You've
too.
You've been crushing it. You've
Thanks,
been
babe.
Crushing it.
Yeah, my mood has so been so much better too. I went to the fucking beach this morning. It was so nice after I went to the border to get gas. By the way, this is the first time, Kevin, I ever had such a hot, nice border guard coming back into Canada, because they're always assholes and they always giving those fucking random testing shit.
Yeah,
right, they're so nice. Anyway, it was two guys, but the border guard, like there's one in the back for training, and then the one who was taking my passport, he was all tatted, like his arms are fully tatted, and he had blue eyes, and he was so fucking nice, and he just like let me go like so easily, didn't even ask me for that stupid arrive can app shit. So yeah, it was a great day. He made my day.
I love thirsty that ass, for
right?
You.
Right? Yeah.
Love that for you.
Yes.
Always thirsty, never dry. Always thirsty, never dry.
Yes. It's been a great day so far. What else has happened? Yeah. Anyways, no, things have been really good. Yeah, it's fall time. Oh my God, it's so cold here. When you come back, you're really going to feel it. It's fucking cold here.
It's cold here in Calgary too, but I kind of love it though. It's
I love it.
It's so hot where I'm just like fucking freeze my nips, you know? I'm just like, it's so cold, but I love
give
it.
Give me hard nips.
Yeah, give me hard nips.
I love it. Anyways, I know you have a lot of shit to do too, and I do too. So let's just get to our topics, I guess. So this, because it's so funny, like I feel like I'm like, you know, the one doing, because usually it's like you kind of like making a flow, and I, because I'm just like all over the place, but it's like me, okay, so this is what's gonna happen, this is what we're gonna do, and I'm
I
like
love it. I love
right
it.
So yeah, we're basically just gonna do me and Kevin like know each other, we're best friends, right? But there's a lot we still don't know about each other, so we're gonna ask each other 10 questions that we've never asked each other before. I don't think we have. We actually don't know what the questions are, but we'll see. And then, yeah, we're just going to, you know, that's just what going to be. That's just what this episode is going to be about. So you guys get to know us a little bit more, because people always want to know a little bit more about us. You know, they ask us random questions. So this is a way for you guys to know us. Oh,
I love it.
I hit a button. Did you hear that? I hit
I
a button.
Yeah, I did.
And then I quickly stopped it. At least I knew how to stop it. Anyways, yeah, you could go first.
Okay, question one. What's the first thing you notice when you meet a person?
Oh my God, that's one of my questions too. So yeah, there's both one or questions. First thing I notice is their smile, like their teeth.
Should I answer the same question since you asked me the, since you have that in your list of questions?
No, no, no. You can still ask the same one. It's fine, I guess. I don't know.
Okay.
What about you?
That's the same thing with me. Same thing with me too. I always notice a person's smile or teeth first.
Yeah,
always.
Same. I think it just makes like your whole like face pretty much.
Yes, I would agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. Next. If you had to pack up and move to another country tomorrow, where would you go?
Oh my gosh. If I were to pack up and go to another country
tomorrow.
Ooh, that's a good question. That's a good question because I never really think about like moving to another country permanently. I would think about travels and stuff.
Same.
But if I were to choose, I think I would go. No, that's not a country. That's like a state. I said New York City, but that's like a state. So I guess the States, I don't know.
Yeah.
No, I would have moved to the States, though. I would have moved to the States permanently. If the States is not my vibe permanently.
Just like tomorrow, right?
Yeah. That makes no sense, right?
Yeah. No, I'm the same, too. As, like, I was saying the States because it's just an easier adjustment, like, right away. You know, tomorrow?
Yeah. Because, like, I'm just thinking about my family, too. Like, I don't want to be too far away from them. Mm-hmm. Even though it'd be a great thing, too, sometimes. But
yeah,
I don't know. That's a really good question.
Because it doesn't ask if it's like permanently or anything. But yeah, because it didn't say, oh, is it permanent? It just said, if you had to go to another country tomorrow, where would you go? And I just wrote down this question.
Oh. Sorry, I'm not a good listener today. I thought it meant permanent, like you're stuck and you can't come back or something.
No. You're so funny.
Oh, in that case, I'd go to like, if I was to go somewhere right now, I would go to Greece.
Greece. Oh, I like that.
Is that a country?
Yes.
This is a country, right?
Yeah, it is.
Yeah,
I fucking love you. You suck at geography.
Yeah, it's so bad.
You dumb bitch. So I love you. No.
Okay, I'll go to Greece.
Yeah, so when I first saw the question, I was like, oh, I'd go to like Bali, like Indonesia, right? Because they have like good food and it's beautiful. Like I could live there, right? But, and then I looked at the question, I was like, oh, you have to move tomorrow? Like I can't like just go move somewhere like that tomorrow. Like what if it's permanent? Like, I don't know. Like, you know, it's a huge adjustment. I was like, I'll just go to America. It's like right here. And I like America. So.
Right? Yeah. Like, I don't want to be stuck somewhere.
I know, right? I don't want to be stuck forever there. It never said that, but anyways, your turn.
Okay. Do you have any regrets in life?
Sorry, can you repeat that? I can't hear you.
Do you have any regrets in life?
Do you have any regrets in life? Oh.
Yeah.
I don't like to like...
That laugh.
I don't like to like dwell on the past and like regret. Like it's, everything is a life lesson to me, right? So I think I truly, truly believe everything that happens in our life was meant to be. It was all meant to happen. And I wouldn't say it's like a regret, but I would say that I would not have dated my entire 20s. I would have been single and done my fucking thing. And I think I would have thrived way harder. Like, for sure I would have. But I don't have a regret of dating my ex. I learned a lot. You know, I grew a lot and all that. But
yeah.
Yeah. And yeah. Yeah. That's about it. Next to you. What about you?
I love that answer.
Yeah.
I think I just think philosophy, like, that everything happens for a reason. I mean, I do have some regrets. Mm-hmm. Like I think, like, my biggest sort of, like, regret, I guess, because I've always had a cringy moment, right? So I'm like, oh, I generally, like, regretted that moment, or, like, I shouldn't have done that.
Yeah.
But I think, like, my biggest would be just, like, not following my gut, like, when I first found love, I think.
Yeah, okay.
Like, there's sometimes where I didn't follow my gut, and it just, like, put me in this, like, downward spiral. Oh, mm-hmm. God, that was deep. But, yeah, I think that was, like, my biggest.
Yeah, I hear you.
Like, life lesson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I hear you. Like, I've had that where I'm like when I was in my relationship, because it was 11 years, but, like, after, like, the sixth, seventh year, I was like, no, like, you need to, like, go. And I knew that was the right thing to do, but I just never left.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't. I just wasn't, like, strong enough, and I was so immature and lost and all that. So, yeah, I totally feel you. okay. If you could have dinner with one person, dead or alive, who would it be?
Dead or alive, who would it be? Yeah. Like, anyone.
Anyone you want, yeah. RuPaul?
Ooh. Oh, my God. I don't know if it'd be, like, that would be cool. I think I'd be too intimidated by him.
Yeah.
I love him so much. Where, yeah. I think, like, the dinner would be so, like, awkward, or, like, being shy, me being shy or something like that. I don't know if it'd be RuPaul, but if I can choose, oh my God. If I can, like, go out for dinner with someone. It'd probably be Bretman Rock. Honestly, it'd be him. Mm-hmm. I love him so much. I like his vibe, his energy, and, like, just, like, his lifestyle and everything, especially as someone who's, like, under the spotlight. I think he's one of the few that's, like, so humble, still very, like, himself, still, like, does
he's
the thing.
Hilarious.
And, like, I'm just so obsessed with him. He's so funny. Yeah. So, like, I think I'd, like, go out with him for dinner, because I feel like it'd just be so fucking fun.
Yeah.
He's, like, so ratchet, like, me, you know? Like, you know, like, all this weird thing he does?
Yeah. Oh, my God, you're so funny. I don't know. I was, like, thinking about this one for me, and I was just, like, I was, like, but for me, it would definitely be Elon Musk. Like, I love Elon Musk, and I think he's, like, so interesting and so weird and, like, cool at the same time. And, like, I feel like I could learn so much from him, and he could probably give me a lot of motivational advice and, like, really, you know. But I feel like sitting down with him and talking to him would be fucking neat. Like, it would be so cool. I'd learn so much shit from him if we could have at least, like, a two-hour dinner.
That would be a spooky dinner.
Yeah.
Because, like, he just knows so much, right? Like, my mind is just messed up.
Yeah, dude. I fucking love him. He's so dope. Anyways, your turn.
I've been obsessed with him lately.
Yeah. Good. Cool. I like that.
Okay. Next question. Do you typically follow with your heart or your head?
My heart. Always. Which is not always good.
I had a feeling. I was like, I feel like Jane is a heart follower.
Definitely. Like, I have, like, I'm very sensitive, and I'm soft, and I have a big heart for people. So I'm like, oh, like, I don't know, this might not be the right thing to do, but I'm going to do it, go with my heart, you know? Like, I'm just, it's usually the right thing, I would say, but, like, I always follow with my heart, always. Because that's the first thing I, like, feel, and, like, you know, I'll just think about other people, like, oh, like, how would I feel if I was in their shoes? Or, like, oh, should I do this or not? Like, what does my heart tell me? Like, is this what I feel is, like, you know, right for me? I'll just, like, think of different things like that.
It's because you're a nice human, and we need more people like you in the world.
You're so cute. You're a great human as well. You're so kind. What about you?
I'm the same way, too. I think I follow with my heart.
Excuse me. Sorry. Sure. I just burped.
I love it. Keep burping.
Protein shake.
I miss it. I won't be there in person if I'm on your birth.
They're not that sticky, are they?
No, they're not. Just big dramatic.
Love you. But yeah, you're saying?
I think, yeah, definitely the heart. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes I follow with both my heads, if you know what I mean.
Yeah. You're fucking hilarious, you dirty slut. Love it.
But yeah, definitely the heart.
Good. I love that. Okay. Oh, my turn, right?
Yeah.
Okay. What's one conspiracy theory you actually believe?
Oh my gosh. One conspiracy theory that I actually believe. I genuinely believe. I don't know too many conspiracy theories, to be honest.
Okay, yeah.
But the one that, like, I do believe is that I don't believe that Jeffrey Epstein was, was like, he hung himself in jail. I genuinely believe he got murdered. Yeah. I was like, I 100% believe that.
Same, like 199%.
There's no fucking way. There's no fucking way.
The camera stopped working. Yeah. Like, you know? Like, there's so many things. Bullshit. Yeah, I agree with you. There's so many conspiracy theories that I believe. But the one that I know for sure is definitely true. The queen killed Diana. Also, she died today, but who gives a fuck? But yeah, she killed Diana. I truly believe that she killed it. Like, she, you know, she set it up for her to die. And Diana didn't die, like, in a car. Like, she died in a car accident, but it was, like, all planned and set up.
Oh, my God. We should do an episode on conspiracy theories.
Dude, we should. I have so many, too. Yes.
Because that'd be so cool.
Right?
But I believe you on that one, too. That's one I do believe, too. Yeah.
Yeah. Even my grandma believes it, too. And my grandma loves Diana. Yeah.
But the whole Fijian community was so sad, eh?
So sad.
I remember that. Uh-huh. My mom was saying that it was so sad.
Rest in peace, Diana. Fuck the queen, though. My uncle walked in the house today. He's like, the bitch is dead. I was like, who? What? He's like, the bitch is dead. I'm like, who? He's like, the queen. I was like, fuck her. But yeah, I actually went to my Twitter and muted it. Queen muted it. I don't want to see anything but the queen. Fuck her. But yeah,
rowdy ass family.
Yeah. Anyways, you go.
Okay. Have you ever told anyone you love them but never really meant it?
Well, I say, like, love you all the time to, like, everybody. So, I don't know. Like, sometimes you just say, like, oh, I love you, but you don't, you're not, like, do you mean, like, in love or just, like, love them?
I don't know. I just Googled this question, so.
Okay, well, I've never told anyone that was.
Are they?
Let's do both. So, I've never told anyone that was in love with them. I didn't mean it. But maybe, like, with my ex, like, maybe I didn't know if I was actually in love with him because we were so young. We were, like, 17, 18 when we said it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I think honestly, like, I told him because he said it to me and I just said it back because I didn't know, to be honest.
Yeah, yeah.
But I did love him. I did fall in love with him. Yeah. But, yeah, I think that's one. What about you?
100%. Mm-hmm. I think I'm the same boat, too, because I've only been in love once.
Yeah.
And... Yeah, like, I was definitely in love with this person, but I haven't really said I love you to anyone else. Yeah, just, like, friends and stuff, you know, like, hey, I love you.
Yeah.
But do I really mean it? Not really.
Yeah.
Unless, like, really, really close. I was just like, you know, people, like, oh, love you and stuff like that. Like,
yeah, when we go to the bars, like, oh, my God, I love you, thank you.
Yeah.
We always do that, right?
Not in love with you or, like. Not gonna lie, like, there's been, like, some, yeah, like some somewhat close, like, even family members I said to, I'm like, hey, do you love you? I don't really know. You know, like, yeah,
totally.
Just cause, like, some, yeah, but, like, that's, like, distant family members, you know, they always say, yeah, love you.
Yeah.
But then also, one thing is, like, I don't really, in my, like, upbringing and stuff, we never use the word love a lot.
Same.
So I don't really know how to use that word appropriately, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just cause, like, some people don't really say I love you a lot, so it's just, like, I don't know what the fuck that even means.
Yeah, dude. Like, sometimes my dad says, like, love you, you're my favorite child and stuff. And I'm like, feel awkward. I'm like, okay. Like, I don't know what to say.
I cringe. I cringe. Like, well, don't say that.
Right? Because our childhood, they never said this shit to us. They fucking just beat us.
No. Yeah.
Right? Like,
literally.
No, this is
that's
our
how they show their love.
Right?
Yeah.
They just spank us.
Here's the coat hanger. Yeah, literally.
Literally. Oh, my God. You're funny. Anyways, okay. How do you prefer to be comforted when you're upset?
I fucking say, like, don't come in my peripheral vision.
You like to be alone, right?
Like, yeah, I like to be alone. Like, I don't like being, like, if I'm, like, angry, upset or anything, like, I don't like being touched in that moment or, like, being told that everything's going to be okay.
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, I'm sorry. Like, I'd rather just, like, just leave me the fuck alone. Like, just don't come in my force field. Like, I'll explode or something.
Yeah.
I don't know. I just don't like that attention, I think, when I'm in that vulnerable place. Like, I'd rather just be given space, and then I can, like,
yeah,
then I can talk. Yeah, yeah,
I feel you.
Drama.
You're hilarious. For me, it's, I prefer to be like with someone, like in silence, and someone like holding me, like hug or holding me. Mm-hmm. But like, it depends on the person though. It's not just anybody. It's like specific. So like, if I'm upset, I'm like, I'll like ask like specific people, like, oh, hey, do you want to hang out, or like, you do something? Mm-hmm. Blah, blah, blah. I like to be with someone, and just like, even like for you example, like I would love to just like sit with you, and like, you know, like so many times when I've been upset, like I'd be like, oh, we'll just like hang out. You always like offered, right? We just like lay in bed and just watch TV or something. Like, that makes me feel better.
Yeah. Yeah. Company. Even like, I love that too. Company. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, I think it depends. I think it's so situational. Like, remember that one day you came and surprised me at work?
Yeah.
It was like Starbucks and you drove me home and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like that day, for example, like that's the comfort I needed.
Oh, you're so cute. Like,
I think with friends it's different, but like with lovers, I think it's like, that's what I need space. Cause I think it's a different sort of love. If that makes sense.
Yeah. No, it makes sense. You're right.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Love that. Okay, next question. Oat milk or almond milk?
What?
It's a question. I don't know about this, about you. Did you prefer oat milk or almond milk?
Oh, okay. I didn't hear you. Oat milk or almond milk? Oh, okay. So I've actually like done like research on both of them. So I definitely prefer almond milk because I overall think it's better for you.
What I love almond milk.
Yeah,
I had, it's good. Almond milk for, oh no, sorry, not almond milk. Oat milk actually for me. I love oat milk.
It tastes good. I love it. It does taste good. I just don't
like
drink
creamy,
it.
Creamy, luscious.
I love creamy shit, you whore.
Yeah, I love creamy shit. All of it.
Oh my god, you're so funny.
I had a bowl of cereal for the first time today, and like, I don't even know how long, like a good more than 10 years for sure.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, I'm gonna have cereal today.
What kind of cereal?
Oreo flavored one. It was like Oreo flavored one.
Shut up! That sounds so good.
Yeah, I loved it. Wow. It was so good. And then I was like, oh, what's that? Let's just have it with oat milk.
Oh my god, yum!
I had it with oat milk.
Yeah,
it was so good. I'm like, oh, I didn't drink it after. I don't usually drink milk by itself.
Same.
It with coffees or teas or like, you know, things like that.
Totally.
But yeah, oat milk.
Oat milk, yeah. Oat milk is good. I used to drink it actually quite a bit, and then I was doing a bunch of research, and then some people were sending me things, and then I was like, okay, I'm going to stick to almond milk, but I love almond milk. Like, I'll drink it with, like, today I went to Starbucks to get my baby a pup cup and myself a pumpkin spice latte. Aww. I don't drink caffeine, so I got decaf. I ordered decaf, and then I got it with almond milk, but she gave me regular, and I knew it was regular when I took a sip. I was like, this don't taste like decaf, and I looked at the label, and it didn't say decaf on it, so I gave it to my grandma. Anyways, yeah, no, oat milk is, it's good, but yeah, I like almond milk better.
Heard.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so
next
your
one.
Next.
Yes. We already did that one. You asked me what's the first thing you notice when you meet someone. So next one. You already asked that one as well. Do you follow with your head or heart? First person you text when you get good news or bad news?
You.
Oh, you're so cute. I wrote that too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh my god, I love you. Yeah. So
instantly
me. Oh, so for me, I wrote like, I have a family group chat. So it depends on the situation on what it is. It's not always my parents because it depends on the news, right? Like, I have a family chat with my brother and my parents. So I'll text them when it's good news, good news that I want to share, and then good or bad, it's always you. Like, it's you and them at the same time.
Oh, I love that.
I know, right? We're so cute.
I love that. Yeah, instantly it's like, I think of you right away.
Yeah.
And I need to like tell Kate everything.
Right? So, what is bad news though? I never want to tell them because I'll be like, well, they're going to be disappointed or upset or like worried about me. So I always tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, bad news. Yeah, bad news. I don't tell my parents. It's so hard for me to talk about stuff as it is. So I'm just like,
same.
But like, yeah. Definitely.
I feel ya. Okay, your turn.
Okay, next question. Are you ready for this one?
Oh my god, no.
Would you rather have a short thick dick or a long skinny one?
A short
if you
thick.
Had to choose.
Did you say a short thick dick?
Yeah, like a short thick one or like a long skinny one.
Oh my god, I'm dead. Oh my god, I don't know. Okay, I have to think. Hold hold on, because I do love girthy dicks, but I also, no, I don't like skinny dicks. I remember that dude had a skinny dick. I was like, nope. But sometimes when they're like dicks long, it hits the G-spot really well. But if it's girthy, no, I definitely want a short, thick dick for sure. Definitely. Because it still feels amazing. Like a yeah, it doesn't have to be, even if it's like, if it's a like, it's not super long, but it's like thick, it still feels fucking great. Like, you'll still, you know, make me cum and shit, and I'll still love it. What about you?
Oh, shit, I forgot I have to answer this too. I didn't even know that.
Love it.
Oh my god, this is hard. Because for me, like,
it's like exposing it's like you the same.
Sometimes, too, yeah. Right?
So, you don't like, have to answer it.
Those, like, situations.
You don't have to answer this one.
For me, I think I would prefer a long, skinny one. Just because, like, you put it up your booty, it's a lot easier.
Oh, right. You're so, like, gay. You're like anal.
Yeah.
I'm not a fan, but yeah, oh my God. I love that for you.
Oh my God. Yes. We do it up the butt.
Of course. Yeah. No, that's all good. I love that. Long, skinny. Okay. Next one. What is your definition of success?
My definition of success. Would be happiness, waking up every morning, like loving what you do.
Yes.
Money as well for me. Like, I think success, like, money has to be involved in some way or other. Happiness, money, and like motivation. So, like, that's like success to me. And just like feeling really proud of yourself. Like, holy fuck, I did that. Like, that's like pretty badass.
Yeah.
Good feelings, you know, all around.
Yeah, no. So mine's the exact same. Like, when I talk to people that I'm like coaching, I'll be like, they'll talk about their struggles and how they're struggling with this, and they don't feel like, you know, they're successful or anything like that. And they'll always like try to compare, like, oh, I don't have a degree and things like that. I'm like, you define your own success. Being successful for me, and this is what I tell them, is doing whatever you love and what makes you happy. Even if you don't, like, for me, I think being successful means money as well, right? But I don't say this to people when I'm coaching them, because I don't think that it's something that, oh, you should have to make sure you have a lot of money to be successful, right? Like, it's just something for me personally. But I think that you should make sure that you're doing what you love and whatever makes you happy, and that, you know, that's how you can define, like, okay, like, I feel like I'm successful now. Like, I'm actually doing something I love and I'm happy, because a lot of people don't do what makes them happy. They just do whatever, you know, they're like following the wrong path and they're not doing what they're truly meant to be doing. So if you're doing what you love and you're happy, you're successful.
Amen. I fucking agree with that.
Amen, like, sister.
Amen, sister. Because, like, I'm not going to get any point in your life, too.
Yeah, like, literally.
You're like, young or old or whatever. I'm thinking 31 and I'm like figuring it out. So there's no asymmetry.
Totally.
What you want to do, because your happiness matters, you know?
Yep, exactly.
You just have to be
happy. Yeah. Excuse me, sorry. Anyways. All right. Next, you go.
When do you think was the lowest point in your life?
In my whole entire life?
We're getting vulnerable. Up until your life today.
Lowest point, probably last year, when we first I've talked about this before in one of the pods, but when we first moved in together, that was definitely my lowest point. Like going through like a betrayal, like never something like that's never happened to me, and then it like damaged like other relationships, so many relationships with close people, and then going through my breakup, like officially breaking up and all that. That was my lowest point, but holy fuck, the comeback was strong. Because look at me now. But like that summer, like after like all that, like after I healed, went through therapy and all that, like I just fucking thrived, and that's how it is now. So yeah, that was definitely my lowest point last year, when I was just betrayed by someone really close to me, and it damaged much relationships. And yeah, it's all good though. Shit happens.
I remember that.
Yeah. Rough times. What about you?
I think the lowest point in my life, I think it's when, like, I was before I came out as being gay. I was at a really low point, because I was just, like, so confused, like, I obviously do that, like, boys, but, like, you know, like I was just really low in terms of like if my family will accept me and like, you know, like, am I going to live like my authentic self, like my life and like the life that I want to live? Like, is that going to be something that's going to happen for me or whatever? So I think like before I came out, like I had a low point and I wasn't able to like be myself when before I came out. So I think that would be mine.
Okay. No, that makes sense too. And I remember you've talked about this before too. So yeah, that's definitely very hard.
Now I'm fucking gay and I'm proud.
Yes, you are gay and proud. Fucking love it.
Love it.
Okay. Next one. If you could have a celebrity as your BFF, who would you choose?
As my BFF?
Yeah.
My BFF, that's hard.
It is.
I think... I would go back to Brett Maroc. I would literally go to him.
You guys would be great best friends.
BFF.
Yeah.
Or like even like Ricky Thompson. I don't know if you know him. He's so funny too. No. I just love a lot of like weirdos. So
yeah.
Anyone that's like really weird and like
love weird people.
Like really like just like funny as fuck. Like they don't give a fuck who they are and stuff like that.
Yes.
Anyone like that. I'm trying to think of like I'm so bad with celebrities' names, you know? Like I'm so bad with that stuff.
Yeah.
Like whenever I see like pictures or whatever, like when people are like talking about pop culture. I'm really bad at my
It's a good thing. We don't need to, but, like, who cares about celebrities, right? Like, I'm the same way. Like, I don't know who you are. I don't care.
I'm just like, ah, who are you?
Yeah.
But, yeah, I think Brett Maroc or... This is, like, what was the question again? Like, for just this day?
No, if you could just have them as your best friend, who would you choose?
Oh, as your best friend.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I'm... Or I would choose a Real Housewife. I just don't know who...
So, you would love those bitches, right?
Yeah.
They tell you all
the
tea.
Dude, it's my goal to be a Real Housewife.
Oh my god. I could see you as one for sure. I could see myself as one for sure, too. I'd fucking go fight all these bitches.
Yeah. Right? You'd be the rowdy one.
Yeah. I'd be like that horny, like rowdy one who's always fucking my husband. Yeah. And we're like rich, doing our thing, but then no one wants to fuck with me because I'm scary. For me it would be Kyrie Irving because he's fucking dope and he's spiritual as fuck and he's someone who's super motivational and inspirational, so I'm obsessed with him. I love Kyrie Irving. He's a basketball player for I don't think you know who he is, right?
No, I have no fucking idea.
He's a basketball player.
I love that for you.
Yeah, I love him.
That for you.
Yeah. Yeah, he's super spiritual and like, you know, I'm starting to get more into spirituality, so I would definitely love to be best friends with him. We'd thrive together. Well, he's already thriving, but he'd help me thrive.
Love that.
Yeah.
Love that for you.
Mm-hmm. Last question, right? You go.
Is this the last one?
For me, it is.
Okay. Ooh, I went over. That's okay, though. Mm-hmm. Which one should I choose? Okay. Okay. Who was your first crush?
Oh my god!
I don't know if I can ask that because we don't want to mention names in our
right? Yeah, and I can't remember.
Yeah,
actually, okay. I do remember, but yeah.
Next question. At what point in your life did you realize that you were a fucking bad ass motherfucking bitch?
Last year, for sure. Last year, after I went through like coaching and therapy, I realized I became like super confident. Like I was kind of new before that a little bit, but I was still a little bit like, you know, not like fully like, oh, I'm a bad bitch. I've never really say it too, and like not really feel it. But last year is when after I went through coaching and figured myself out and realized who I really was. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm a fucking bad bitch, and yeah, I'm a bad bitch.
That you fucking are.
Yes. What about you?
I'll be honest, I don't feel like a bad bitch yet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm making like a lot of steps since like 2 years ago to be to that point, but like I'm like making those steps, you know? Like I feel like I'm like a mini bad bitch. Like
a mini bad one. Bitch. I love
and then,
that.
And then I'm gonna like go into my bad bitch self soon. So
I love that.
I'm like realizing it now. So like a mini one.
Yeah.
Yeah. The mini bad bitch.
Mini bad bitch. I'm loving that.
Hell yeah.
Lovely. Do you have any more questions?
What are you having for dinner tonight?
No, I have one more question. Sorry. One more question.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. You're somebody, what are you having for dinner tonight? I wish it was dick, but the world has other plans for me. I don't know. I'm going to eat something healthy, though. I was thinking, like, because, like, even if I go out, like, I'm going with my dad, right? So I was like, wherever I go, I don't care. I'm going to eat clean. So probably just have, like, a salad and meat or just, like, a rice bowl or something. I don't know where we're going. But, yeah.
Celery sticks and carrots?
Hold on. Okay.
You know they always give that on this side with chicken wings or whatever at the bar? Anyways, I don't know.
Yeah. Okay, last question. If you could be famous for one thing, what would it be and why?
Oh my God, for one thing. Mm-hmm. For my face. Just kidding.
You fucking cocky bitch.
Honestly, I don't know. That's a good question. Because, like, I don't have, like, any talents or anything, like singing or dancing or, like, you know, shit like that.
Yeah.
It would be for my personality, I think.
Yeah.
Because I think I have a fabulous one.
Yeah. I want to be famous. We will be fucking famous for our personality. Honestly, that's for sure.
Yeah. For our personality.
Yeah.
How about you?
You're gonna be like, oh, like that's yours and then there's mine. Mine would be like ending world hunger. Like if I was able to do that, that'd be fucking crazy. Like I wish I could.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Maybe one day.
Wow.
Right? Like I would love to be like, famous for that.
So far fetched from yours.
Yeah. That's okay. It's like it's a question that's on the spot, right? You have to like think so quick. So yeah, it's okay.
No, no, no. It's just so funny, too. I'm just like, I thought you were going to, never mind. I was just like, what were you going to say? Like, what? Yeah.
What were you going to say?
I was like, maybe cooking. I was like, you know, like, you know how you're so funny and stuff, or like, you know, like,
for my humor.
Cooking or fucking dick. I don't know.
I'm already going to be famous for all this shit anyways, but if I could be for something that I don't know if I will ever be, like something I'm unsure of, you know, like we could literally do anything we want, but like, yeah, helping the world by ending world hunger would be good. Oh my God, I'm hungry. So I can't start saying hungry.
So any billionaires, trillionaires, quadruplinaires who are currently listening to this right now, I mean, who knows, maybe not.
Right?
Because they can end it too. So think about that, right? Guys.
Yeah, that's true.
Or girls, or whoever.
Guys, girls, gals, whoever.
Love that. Love that. Okay, I love that. That's so funny. But it's like, for my personality.
That's okay.
For ending world hunger.
Fucking love it. That's the end of my questions. I don't know if you have any more. I don't know if we did.
No.
I think we did 10. Yeah. Okay.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Wow. Lovely. Well, now you guys know a little bit more about us. So if you guys have more questions, let us know.
Yeah. Oh my God. The next time we are not, I don't want to do a phone call. I just miss the energy, like, in person.
I know, right? Me too. I miss you being here.
Right?
Your face.
It's so different. Yeah.
Right? It's so different.
Like, I don't even know, like, your face.
I could just look at you and laugh.
Yeah. Literally
right?
Like, wait, what? Something's a little bit off.
And I'm like, I know. It's all good. You'll be back
soon.
That's
okay. We gotta improvise sometimes. And
exactly.
And be consistent with your episodes. So.
Amen, sister.
So, yeah. Love that.
Well,
alrighty,
that's the end of our pod, guys. It was a different kind of one, you know. We just wanted you guys to get to know us a little bit better, and I'm hungry as fuck, so I'm gonna go eat, and I need to head out quick. So we're gonna end this here. Do you have anything to say? Any last words?
Any last words? Give yourself a big hug.
Give yourself a big hug because you're not. Yeah.
Just give yourself a big hug.
Big hug.
I don't know how, just give it.
Yeah.
Give it.
Or give yourself a pat on the back. Just something. Just tell yourself you're proud of yourself, guys.
Just give it.
I love
that. No one's home right now. Maybe I should go. Never mind.
Jerk off?
Yeah.
I did yesterday morning. Yeah, do it. It's nice to jerk off on vacation.
Yeah, like,
I would.
No one's literally home. And
go jerk off.
Yeah, I don't know why that thought just got through my head. Alrighty, guys, thanks for listening to episode 9. Please make sure to give us a rating, give us a comment, like it, you know, share it or whatever. Okay, Sheena, can you remind me about something?
What?
In our last pod, mm-hmm. he said something like, if we get to 100 followers on Instagram, we do something.
Oh, yeah. Totally, if we get to 100 followers, guys, on Instagram, we don't have that many. We have more followers on, like, Twitter. But if we get to 100 followers on Instagram, we will share the threesome story. Me and Kevin's story.
Right, that's what it is. Yeah.
And currently we're at 94 followers. So if you do not follow us on Instagram, go follow us. It's live, laugh, fuck... __ So double underscore. Go follow us. We need 6 more followers. Once we get to 100, then we're going to share that story in the next pod. And you guys definitely want to hear it.
That's a good one.
It's a good one. It's a good one for sure. But yeah. Anyways, I'm going to fucking eat. So I'm ending this pod right now.
Okay, sounds good. I'll talk to you later.
Bye. Love you all. Have a great day.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye.